Hi, I'm Meryl. I'm a wife, mother, professional when I feel like being professional. But most of all, I'm a prank caller. Been doing it since 1989. And you're listening to Prank You, the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. There are new episodes every other Thursday, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. Now let's get to pranking. International Hotel.
You're old? Is that what you said?
I actually had a minor surgery today in one of your hotel rooms.
I got the Moderna vaccine. I don't know if you want to mention that to the Lord.
Keep it up, sister. Let's call Trump International Hotel.
Thank you for calling the Trump International Hotel in town of Chicago. My name is Peter. How may I
assist you? Hi, Peter. I actually had a minor surgery today in one of your hotel rooms, and I'm afraid that I left my bathrobe in the room. I want to say it was 6:12, but I was under anesthesia, so I'm not sure. Did anyone turn in a robe?
I'm sorry. Regrettably, ma'am, I'm not on property. I'm central reservation.
Oh.
Hold me one moment, and I'll text you over to someone at the property.
Oh, perfect. Let's call the 700 Club prayer hotline.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Christian Broadcasting Network. This is Holly. How can I help you?
Hi, Holly. How are you? My name is Tricia Ann, and I just am feeling really bummed out lately. Between the mask mandates and, you know, people saying all sorts of things about the Omicron, I just, you know what, I'm sick of this whole thing, and I just thought maybe the Lord could help.
Yes, that's straightforward. Just his encouragement, uplifting spirit to you, okay?
And is the Lord...
I get old after a while.
Oh, you're old? Is that what you said?
No, I said it does get old after a while, hearing about it all the time.
My God, I just want it to end, and I don't understand what Jesus is doing. What does he want from us with this? It's like he's, you know, pointing a bow and arrow right at my skull, you know? That's what it feels like.
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, I know it's discouraging, but let's just pray for God to give you an uplifting spirit, okay?
Oh, I'd love an uplifting spirit.
Yes, let's pray for that, okay?
Okay, I'm wearing an all yellow outfit just to be like the sun. I've got a yellow turtleneck on and actually a yellow corduroy denim jean. So I just thought you should know that, and a yellow sock.
Well, that's good. Nice bright colors. Yes, that'll cheer you up. Nice bright colors. Yes. Yes. All right, well, let's just pray for God's help. He wants to help you, so
great.
Let's pray for that, okay?
Okay, great.
Yes, let's pray.
Okay.
Yes. Well, thank you, Patricia. Thank you that she has called for prayer. And right now,
it's Tricia Ann.
Tricia Ann.
Yes.
Pray for Tricia Ann. And you say in Isaiah 41:10, don't be afraid, for I'm with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God.
Yeah.
I will strengthen and help you. I'll uphold you with my victorious right hand.
Victorious. So
we're going to uphold her with you. Your victorious right hand, and we thank you for what you're going to do for Tricia Ann. Lord, I just pray your help for her. Isaiah 50 verse 7 says, because the Lord God helps me, I will not be dismayed. Therefore, I've set my face like a flint to do his will, and I know that
you set your face like a flint. Oh, is that fantastic?
Yes. We thank you for what you're going to do for her, Lord. We know that you want to bless her.
Oh.
You say in Psalm 103 that you surround us with loving kindness and tender mercies. You fill our life with good things. So I pray you fill our life with good things.
Mm.
We thank you that you never leave us or forsake us. We thank you for what you can do. Patricia Ann, I just pray you bless.
And I got the Moderna vaccine. I don't know if you want to mention that to the Lord.
Okay, yes. And we thank you that she was able to get the vaccine.
Moderna.
I just pray your protection over her. Yes. And thank you for your protection for her. And thank you that she was able to get the Moderna vaccine. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus. Amen. That was beautiful. I feel better already. I'm going to have a lasagna tonight, I think, with a little bit of meat and just really relax.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Oh. I'd like to relax. Yes.
Thank you so much. You're wonderful. And God bless.
Oh, God bless you. Call us back anytime.
Oh, I will.
Okay, God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Time to call a strip club in Alaska.
Happy New Year, Crazy Horse.
Oh, Happy New Year! This is mortifying, but I was at the club last night, and I actually gave one of the girls a $100 bill, but it turns out that I didn't mean to. Now, my husband got really pissed off. I thought she deserved it, but is there any way I might be able to get it back?
Well, you'd have to call back at 6:30. I'm just passing through here. The girl that was working would be here at 6:30.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I think a 20 is more appropriate. I just had such a great time. What a wonderful facility you're running.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I can talk to Rhonda.
Rhonda. Help, help me, Rhonda. Oh.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too. This next one is an audience request for Phil, a new employee at Amazon.
Hello?
Hi, is this Phil Hip?
Yeah,
is it? Hi, my name is Samantha. I'm in charge of, well, we like to call it a welcoming program at Amazon. So I just wanted to call and introduce myself. See how you're doing.
Hello. I was wondering if you're going to sell me a car insurance.
Oh, God. You know what? I actually did that out of college, and it ended up being a disaster.
It's you know, whenever you see a random phone number these days, you're like,
oh, right. Oh, and they'll be like, oh, your car warranty is up.
Yeah,
like, why would someone call you to tell you your car warranty is up? It makes no sense.
I know, right?
Ridiculous.
Well, it's nice to meet you. So, sorry, what was your name again?
Samantha. So, I just really am here to see how you're transitioning into the, you know, Amazon universe. If I can answer any questions you might have, just to make sure you're kind of doing okay.
Yeah. So far, you know, my start date's on the 14th. I think I've got pretty much all of my pre-embarkation stuff done. I have to submit a picture for a badge.
Right, of course, the badge.
I think that. But I think I've got everything else either finished or like the background check is all been submitted. I'm just waiting for the results on that, I guess.
To see if you're a murderer.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So, yeah, aside from all the day one, getting like an onboarding mentor or whatever they do.
Yes, there will be an onboarding mentor. There will be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just like to make sure for everyone that works from home, you have enough, you know, things to make sandwiches. You have enough, you know, sort of paper. You have what you need.
Right. I think I'm pretty, you know, my home office was pretty well set up before.
Fantastic.
But I'm guessing they're probably waiting for my background check.
Yes, that has to go through. That has to go through. And mm-hmm. then they'll definitely reach out to you. And, you know, there's a bunch of committees also that we have just to, you know, keep morale up. It's such a big company. So we like to, you know, make everyone feel warm, you know, as much as possible.
Right.
Because it's a beast, you know, it's a big beast.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, so far everything, and I've said this to my current coworkers, that like, you know, as far as the recruitment and the preparation for all the interviews and everything, like I was blown away at the amount of support I got.
Oh, yeah.
So like, it's like really encouraging, like you said, that, you know, you've got all these mechanisms in place to kind of lessen the load on the new person. You know,
that is just so great to hear. I feel great about that. And now you have my number. So if anything comes up, if you feel like you don't have what you need or you have questions or, you know, the background check's taking too long, I can always put a nudge in. So,
sure thing.
So give me a buzz.
Is this the number to reach you on, correct?
Yeah, this is it.
Okay. And is this an office number or would you prefer
it's
text?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Either one is great. Whatever works. Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right. Well,
Samantha, I really appreciate it. And I'll reach out to you in like a few days if I don't.
Perfect.
Results from the background.
Definitely. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. All right.
Thank you really very much. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. This next one is an audience request for Jeff, who's working at the Super Bowl.
Hello.
Oh, hi, is this Jeff?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Anne Ray. I'm calling. There's been an unfortunate mistake. We're going to need you to switch hotel rooms tonight. You know, we made a mistake. We're gonna send you to the Marina Del Rey Hyatt.
Oh yeah. Tonight?
Yeah, we've got to get you out. I guess they've got a big funeral coming in and they've got to get everyone out. And I'm just relaying the message.
Okay, so, okay, what time?
Like in the next hour.
Are you going to forward me the information?
Sure. I'll text it to you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thanks. What a great attitude. Keep it up. Keep it up, sister. Yeah. All right.
What else can I do?
Exactly. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Let's give Cypress Lawn Zoom Funerals a call. Hello?
Cypress Lawn, this call is being recorded. How best serve you? How may I help you?
Oh, I'm recording as well. I'm actually doing a documentary on my life. So I just wanted to, you know, find out a couple of things. I unfortunately have two people in my life that are about to bite it. And I wanted to know, how much advance notice do you need for the service?
I'm very sorry to hear that, ma'am.
Thanks.
I myself don't have the particulars on that, but I can ask someone to give you a call.
All right. I'm just trying to get ahead of it. I mean, one person is... he's being stubborn. He basically just doesn't want to do, you know, any sort of treatment. So he's just relaxing. So it could be anywhere from, you know, a month to 5 years at this point. But, you know, if I just thought it could be a turnkey, you know, he doesn't want a real funeral. He just wants it to be online so people don't have to leave. So I just wanted to know, like, what the lead time is and what kind of catering you guys have. If you have sandwiches or lasagna, his favorite is ziti. And then someone else, you know, she just got diagnosed with skin cancer. They say it's fine, but I'll tell you right now, I saw her face and it looks like it's rotting off. So I don't think she's going to really last long either. So, and I saw your ad and I thought, you know what, let me give you a call.
Okay, like I said, ma'am, I can ask someone to give you a call with all of those answers. I myself do not have those answers. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's totally fine. Oh, are you Canadian?
I'd rather not disclose, ma'am.
Oh.
Is there a message I can forward for a call back or no?
Sure, yeah, that would be great. Sorry, yeah. So the message...
All right, may I take your first message?
Absolutely.
Please?
It's Innis, I-N-N-I-S, Angelino, A-N-G-E-L-I-N-O.
Thank you, I-N-N-I-S, Angelino, A-N-G-E-L-I-N-O.
Innis Angelino.
I-N-O, thank you.
Nothing is sweeter than an Angelino. 914-716-7278. So are you just the answering service?
914-716-7278.
That's right. So you don't actually work at
yes,
Cypress.
I am the after hours.
I understand. Yes, oh, what a right. Noble job. So if someone calls and they say, oh, so-and-so just died, I'm coming over with the body, then you call the right people. That's a great job.
Thank you, ma'am.
So someone will just call me with...
Be sure to... Yes, I'll forward your inquiries and I'll ask
Fantastic.
Them to reach out to you.
I really appreciate that. You've been nothing but a joy to me, and I'm going to pass along the info.
Thank you very much, ma'am. You take care.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Prank You, the podcast. I'm your host, Meryl Scheinman. You could follow me on Instagram at Meryl Prank You. Prank You is produced by me, Meryl, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. If you would like me to prank someone in your life, please email me at merylprankyou@gmail.com. If you enjoyed the show, please like, rate, and subscribe on iTunes. If you didn't, please don't. You could find us every other Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.